Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Mountain goat population numbers on the Kenai Peninsula and low harvest during the drawing hunts earlier this fall have led to late season registration hunt opportunities in units 7 and 15. Permits will be available beginning next Thursday, October 24th at 9 a.m. online at hunt.alaska.gov or in person at department offices in Anchorage, Homer, Palmer, and Soldotna. The following hunts are scheduled to open November 1st through November 14th. Seward West, which is limited to 15 permits, and Sadie Cove, which is limited to 6 permits. Late season harvest opportunities are based on success rates during the drawing hunt season. Goat harvest objective points are calculated using 1 point for a billy and 2 points for a nanny. Hunters are reminded that the bag limit is 1 goat, and hunters are encouraged to select a billy. Hunters who harvest a nanny are prohibited from hunting goats in units 7 and 15 for 5 regulatory years. The taking of nannies accompanied by a kid is prohibited. Seasons will close on November 14th at 11:59 p.m. unless closed earlier by emergency order if harvest objectives are reached. Harvest objectives for the late registration season are 5 goat points for Seward West and 4 goat points for Sadie Cove. The state of Alaska is asking a court to dismiss a lawsuit by 8 young Alaskans arguing that efforts to build a North Slope natural gas pipeline violate the state constitution. The lawsuit is the latest effort by young Alaskans to establish a right to a livable climate. The lawsuit was filed by the Oregon-based nonprofit Our Children's Trust, which has pursued climate-related litigation against the federal government and in states across the country, including Montana, Utah, and Hawaii, with mixed results. The case, known as Sagunik versus the State of Alaska 2, zooms in on one specific state policy, the law creating the Alaska Gas Development Corporation, the state agency pursuing investment in a pipeline that would bring liquefied natural gas from Prudhoe Bay to South Central Alaska for in-state and out-of-state use. Attorney Andrew Well argued that the 8 youth plaintiffs between the ages of 12 and 23 are already suffering effects of climate change ranging from faltering salmon runs to flooded homes. He said the Alaska LNG project would exacerbate the harms of climate change. The state argues that the governor's administration and the Alaska legislature should be tasked with balancing the costs and benefits of the state's climate policies and that, like the previous lawsuits, this one should be dismissed. The latest Alaska lawsuit follows 2 earlier court challenges dating back to 2011 that were dismissed as overbroad and ill-suited for the court system. Alaska Superior Court Judge Danny Crosby did not set a timeline for a decision on whether the case should be allowed to go forward. One former Seward resident is building on the Navy Seabees 82-year legacy. Since 1942, sailors assigned to the U.S. Navy's construction force have been building and fighting around the world. Petty Officer Second Class Robert Keller, a former Seward resident of Alaska, is one of those sailors. 82 years ago, members of the Navy construction battalions were fittingly nicknamed the Seabees, a play on the C and B initials. They are responsible for building military bases and airfields, supporting humanitarian efforts, and conducting underwater construction projects. The Seabees motto is, "We build, we fight." Keller is an equipment operator currently serving with Naval Construction Group 2 at the headquarters for Naval Construction Forces in Gulfport, Mississippi, which serves as a home base for the Atlantic Fleet Seabees. With 90% of global commerce traveling by sea and access to the internet relying on the security of undersea fiber optic cables, Keller has had many opportunities to achieve things during his military service, and he can take pride in serving America through military service. He's grateful to others for helping make a Navy career possible. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.